Ottawa is home to a lot of things, especially this time of year. Everyone's running and trying this tourist attraction, trying that. But the one thing that I've never tried are the scooters in the city.
Don't bother. Don't bother.
Why? Why should we not bother?
Just forget about it. They're not fun this year, I'm telling you. I went out with some friends who I had some friends visiting in town, and I was like, oh, this would be a great way to get around and see parts of the city instead of having to walk everywhere. We live, yes, just outside of the Byward Market, so we can walk to a number of places, but this friend has already seen everything there is to see in the Byward Market. So I thought, well, hop on the scooters and I'll take you out to like Hintonburg. We can go to Susie Q Donuts. There's some restaurants and other places out there that we looked up and we were like, yeah, let's go. And I was like, okay. Because last year I took the scooters out to Hintonburg with our neighbors. Adam and I did a nice little tour. We had a ton of fun and it was awesome. This year, they've changed them so much that I believe they're not coming back next year.
How have they
Really?
changed?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I understand that the city wanted to put in some rules so that these things aren't left scattered everywhere, and some other rules. But for example, the thing beeps the entire time you're on it. She's like, bing,
Yeah, they said they were going to introduce that so people could hear you coming.
It's very annoying.
Yeah.
It's very annoying. You're not allowed to ride it on the sidewalk anymore, so I'm not sure why that was really all that necessary. You're supposed to be in all of the bike lanes, but you are blocked from going in many of the bike lanes, including the entire length of the canal along, which, like, those are bike lanes. Why wouldn't you be able to use that? The amount of blackout zones, like, you can't go anywhere in the glebe with them.
Oh.
And the surface area has shrunk significantly. So we're going out to Hindenburg, and all of a sudden, all
It
of
shuts
us.
off on you. Do not pass go.
Slow right down, and we're like, what's going on? Open up the map, and the service area has shrunk significantly.
Oh. See, so you're right into there.
Why can't we have nice things in the nation's capital? Everything.
There's more problems, though.
Oh, God.
Because now you have to park in designated parking spaces, and there's plenty of parking spaces in the service area. But I don't know what happened with Adam's machine. He couldn't park it. He was parked in the exact same space that we all were when we were trying to end our ride because we were like, these things are awful. Let's get off them and let's not spend any more money on them. And he couldn't end his ride because you can't end your ride unless you're in a designated parking spot. His GPS was screwed up. He tried three more parking spots. We left him. We're like, we'll meet you over at Mill Street Brewery. Good luck.
Aye,
And he ended up getting charged an extra $10 because he couldn't end his ride in time.
It didn't recognize that he was where he
is.
Oh, no.
Aye,
So
aye,
I don't know. I'm telling you that I honestly think that this company's not going to be able to make the money because they're not fun anymore.
Yeah.
They're not useful. They're
we
not
killed
convenient.
Because they were super fun last year. My daughters and I went and took them out. And
you
like,
guys
we had
rode
a blast.
Along the canal for
we
a bit
did.
Of it. Yeah, you can't. That's a blackout zone now. You can't go there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we could like literally drop it off anywhere.
That was kind of handy.
Yeah.
I mean, respectful and putting them like not in the middle of the sidewalk and laying them down. But
I mean,
like,
that's just good human behavior. It's funny that you say that because this morning on my way into work, what's the hotel that's like right?
Chateau Laurier?
No. The one that's like right in the market
and
when
us?
You.
Novotel? No, the Marriott.
The Marriott.
Okay. Yeah.
So there was probably about 20 of them parked in front of the Marriott. And I was like, wow, there's a lot of scooters there. like you said, probably because nobody wants them,
nobody
I guess.
Nobody wants to use them. I don't
usually
know.
You can't see that many all in one spot. They're usually all out and about, but yeah.
If you still want to try them, give them a whirl, but not a good review
After
for
that
me.
Glowing review.
Yes.
Yeah.
We have a new sponsor on the show. It's the scooter people.